For this exercise, what I thought was really difficult to do was definitely the leaps, especially in exercise 129, because the leap from the bar with the me and then down to the re was a bit hard when you're all up. You jump from the la, the high la, to the re, so that was a bit hard to find. But through practice repetition, I was able to internalize this jump. And also what was difficult was the chromaticisms, or the altered solfège in all the exercises, and just to remember that it's different than what we hear. For example, in 129, there's a te with an F natural, and also there's a C with the D sharp. And I also thought that it was quite difficult in exercise 41 from the fa to the la. That was a bit tricky, because it's not a jump that we're used to. We'd usually go la do mi, something like that, but we did from fa to la, so that was a bit difficult. But just remembering what the mi sounded like and going up one note, one tone, and then going to the back to the la helped a lot, in my opinion. And also I thought that this was a really good exercise to do, because it's definitely since we had limited time, and also because we didn't have the help of a teacher or a professor to help us start off to understand what how to go about this, it kind of led us to figure it out ourselves and kind of take the initiative with identifying what will be difficult to learn and what will bring, like, what we will have trouble on later on, and identifying those, and so we can fix those problems first before going through the whole thing. I think that really helped in kind of our problem solving skills when analyzing music, and just looking out for the more difficult areas in each piece and what we would have trouble on, so we can fix it earlier on.